We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 on this Thursday, the 24th of July. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Well, McDonald's is planning to test new coffee drinks, refreshers, and flavored sodas. We'll learn more in our next segment. But first, league officials set to visit Chicago next month, announcing that Wrigley Field will host the 2027 MLB All-Star Game. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Justin Lawrence, reporter at Crane's Chicago Business. Justin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. All right, we've heard rumblings about MLB picking Wrigley for the next All-Star Game. What are we hearing was behind the league's choice there?
Hi, Andy. Yeah, this has been something we've kind of been an open secret for quite a while now, but the Chicago City Council approved $10 million in funding towards a total overlay of $32 million for these security bollards. You know, we say bollards, but think like heavy duty, to prevent a terrorist attack, a truck or a car driving into the area around the field there. And once that was secured, that was kind of the last step to get this done. Although it wasn't official at the time that happened in June, you know, they still had some details to work out, like MLB wants to rent a lot of discounted hotel rooms in the city. And all of that has now been hammered out. And Commissioner Rob Manfred and Mayor Brandon Johnson, I believe the governor, will be there as well at August 1st at Wrigley Field to make this official.
All right, so you mentioned the mayor, you mentioned the governor, and also city council a little earlier on. What kind of role did local government kind of have to play here in terms of convincing MLB to bring the All-Star Game to Chicago?
Yeah, I really think it was that, you know, we had to give up $10 million in city taxpayer funding. The state's chipping in $12 million, and this, you know, goes to pay for those bollards. This has been something that they've discussed, going back to former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. It's been a long time ask of MLB to improve the security around there, and they've said, Rob Manfred said previously that this was kind of the last outstanding issue to award an All-Star Game to Wrigley. It's been since 1990, since the Cubs have hosted one. And once that was secured, I think it was kind of a done deal, and we just had to cross the T's, dot the I's.
And Justin, you mentioned the hotel aspect there too, and I'm curious what kind of economic boost the city could maybe expect to get. I mean, we just saw obviously everything that was happening in Atlanta, and you get all these celebrities there, tourism, obviously. What can Chicago's economy look for here once the game comes to the city?
Right. I think there will be a healthy amount of people coming in. The MLB hotel block that's kind of that they're reserving, we know, is between 4,000 and 5,000 hotel rooms on the busiest night. So, you know, that's a lot of executives, that's a lot of sponsors and media, and obviously the players and celebrities that come in, and hopefully they'll spend lots and lots of money. You know, there'll be other events around the city, not just at the ballpark. I believe there'll be a fan festival, you know, probably some autograph signings and other, you know, a big screen to watch the game at Navy Pier. So it'll be, you know, it'll be a big boost to the city. This usually happens second week of July. You know, the date is not set yet, but it's a busy time in the city in the summer, and I think the city will be proud to host another big event in Chicago.
Yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on at the Friendly Confines, that's for sure. Thanks so much. That is Justin Lawrence, reporter with Crane's Chicago Business. Coming up, remnants of a McDonald's spinoff coming to its traditional stores.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
McDonald's has closed its Cosmix test location, but the chain is planning to test new coffee drinks, refreshers, and flavored sodas inspired by the spin-off brand. Let's discuss that move now with Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, the restaurant coach here in Chicago. Izzy, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, yesterday we discussed snack wraps. Today it is Cosmix. What was behind the decision for the chain to initially shut down that Cosmix test location?
Well, you know, it just wasn't hitting the target, you know, their target sales. They thought it would be better. That didn't happen. But what they did find was that the consumer, the young consumer, the important consumer for today, really loved their beverages. And so while they're not going to keep the main concept, they will keep a portion, the most successful portion of that concept, which will be all these great new beverages that they're going to be introducing.
Izzy, how are the beverages kind of inspired by that Cosmix concept for those who maybe aren't familiar with it or didn't check out that test location?
Colorful. Well, the drinks are, you know, they're very colorful. They're very fun. It really appeals to this group. And they have some, you know, cool drinks, creamy vanilla cold brew. So all of them are mixing and matching. You know, cold brew is very hot today, and vanilla flavor and dirty sodas, which we're seeing in some other places. Also very hot, but you know, they're introducing it at the right time. It's summertime. It's hot everywhere. They're going to introduce it, which is the Midwest. And, I think people will, as soon as these are out, will flock to the stores to give them a try.
You know, as you mentioned earlier as well, kind of marketing to the younger audience, you know, we see so many of these colorful drinks, especially at places like, you know, Starbucks. I know the pink drink was a big hit there. What is kind of behind that marketing push to kind of target these colorful drinks to the younger consumers?
You know, this is a consumer that has grown up with Starbucks. You know, in their elementary and junior high and high school, it was a stop that they made. They're very focused on beverages, know a lot of them, have their favorites, and are always looking for something new. McDonald's is just tapping into that, saying, hey, this is what you grew up with. We've got a whole new line for you to try.
You know, I want to touch on a logistics question here, Izzy, before a big picture one. If people are hearing this, especially the younger audience, and they want to try out some of these interesting drinks and didn't get the chance, when and where exactly are we expecting these tests to take place?
Well, they haven't given exact dates, but they have said that they will be introduced at 500 locations this summer. So I can imagine that they'll start rolling it out in the next, you know, 20, 30 days. You know, and they're looking at, you know, a great test market always, which is the Midwest, Wisconsin, Colorado, Illinois. Those are great places to try them, and shouldn't be long, a couple weeks.
All right. Now, big picture, you know, we mentioned yesterday here, we talked about the return, thankfully, of the snack wrap and really how that has been a major boost to business for McDonald's. Now you're talking about bringing in some other interesting products. How does this kind of all fit in, and what does it say about kind of the broader strategy that we're seeing from the chain?
Well, you know, they're introducing some not only interesting items, but relatively low cost. So they're very focused on what everybody, especially this younger clientele, is focused on. Hey, I want to try great new things. And by the way, I don't want to pay a ton. So they're really coming up with a good mix and match to introduce to a new generation.
We will definitely be keeping an eye out for those. Thanks so much. That's Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach here in Chicago. Up next, families starting their back-to-school shopping early to beat rising costs and looming tariffs.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, back-to-school shopping is off to its earliest start ever, with two-thirds of families beginning this month in hopes of getting ahead of potential tariff-driven price hikes. We now welcome in Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, online at retaildoc.com. Bob, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so the back-to-school shopping starting a little early, maybe earlier than ever this year. What are we seeing from families who are trying to maybe beat the rush and the tariff prices?
Well, you know, it's kind of like we're all trying to read the tea leaves, Andy. It's like all the retailers looking at this like, is this a hopeful sign? Is this bad? What, you know, so back to school is important for that reason. And I think people notice that the increase in Amazon's back to school was 175% at their recent Prime promotion. So we're seeing a lot of retailers who are trying to jump in there and take care of it. You know, is it that everybody's planning ahead, or is it just that's what retailers are offering? I think both Target and Walmart are saying we're not going to raise prices. In fact, I think Walmart said some of their prices are lower than they were last year, which flies in the face of, but I thought everything cost more. So we're all trying to figure it out, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bob, I'm curious too, if you're logging on and let's say maybe you are, you know, opting for the Amazon back-to-school shopping, any particular products that maybe are most impacted by these tariff threat price hikes?
Well, anything electronics, certainly backpacks, clothing. You know, the reality is it really going to rise up on August 1st? And I think that's 15%, what, for the EU? And then they're saying 30% for China through, I think, August 12th. But can you imagine if this is the Obama administration and we were talking suddenly, you know, people were going to have these kind of tariffs, people we up in arms. It seems like the consumer is like, I'll wait till it shows up in my wallet. And the parents seem to have been planning. But, you know, in the next 2 or 4 weeks, those big hits are going to happen. And one other thing about back to school, because retailers haven't known how to predict this year with on again, off again, will he, won't he raise tariffs, they ordered a lot. So they had a lot of inventory to get rid of. Well, that inventory is pretty much going to be gone now. So there's not going to be any hiding. And while people might say, oh, I think the retailers should eat it, especially smaller retailers, your local mom and pops, they don't have those deep pockets. So that's where you're going to notice those things first. And instead of beating them up, just understand they're trying to make a profit and stay in your main street.
A lot of things to keep in mind as we get ready for another school year here. Thanks so much. That is Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor. Website is retaildoc.com. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, are wearables revolutionizing health or just high-tech hype?
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Well, stocks are mixed right now, and joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk. Mike, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. Stocks have really been on a strong run of late. Curious if you see this momentum continuing or maybe a cool-off ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Andy, and thanks for having me on again. I'm very happy to be here. We have a melt-up again, go figure, here on Wall Street. S&P up about 20 basis points, but it's just been a complete melt-up for the last few months. My concern, you know, and you have to be skeptical when you have this kind of a rally, is this EU and China negotiations with President Trump over tariffs. I don't think it's going to go as well as what happened with Japan. And then, you know, we could see finally a catalyst for a little bit of a sell-off here. We've come so long, you know, so far as in a quick amount of time. I just am skeptical, you know, that this is going to continue. So we've gotten more to cash. We're obviously long, but we're nowhere near as long as we were a few months ago. So I would just caution investors. We got August 1st as a deadline for these negotiations with the big guys, which is EU and China. It's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to go as smoothly as the Japanese one did. I think the markets think it will, and that's what's my concern, is that they'll be disappointed. So we'll see.
All right, Mike, you mentioned that skepticism. I'm wondering if there's any areas of the market specifically that maybe have you a little nervous here based on some of those talks, especially with EU and China.
Well, I mean, you know, the high flyers, I mean, NVIDIA, you got valuation over $4 trillion. You know, I'm skeptical on the ones that the valuations are just borderline perfect, you know, like for a perfect scenario. So, again, we have some tech. I love Meta. I love Google. They had great earnings yesterday, and the stock's up small, but great company. I just would be skeptical on the biggest gainers with valuations that are just anything wrong happens, you know, they could fall. So my number one would be NVIDIA, and heck, investors have done great with it. I just right here, I'm a little bit, you know, skeptical about what could happen in the next few weeks with these negotiations.
Mike, you know, we touched on obviously, you know, the deal with Japan and obviously those talks with the EU and China. One thing I do want to get your take on here as well. We've been talking a lot about tension between the White House and Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Curious how that is factoring in here and where you see those talks going.
Well, we saw when it looked like the rumor was that he was getting fired, the market fell and the dollar did as well. That was a bad day in the marketplace, and then they kind of walked it back. So he's not going to get fired. I don't believe that for a second. But, you know, his and main reason is that his position is up next year. So his term is up. So I think that Trump will hang with him. But, you know, Trump is just one of the last 40 plus or 30 plus presidents that wanted a Fed chair that cut rates quicker than they really want to. So it's not anything new. You know, he wants Powell to cut rates. Powell doesn't think it's the right time. And so Trump is not going to get what he wants. But there'll be tension until his term's over, and they won't fire him, though. He'll be in there, and then they'll get somebody else in. But, you know, as usual, the president's almost never happy with the rate of rate cuts. And this is again happening with Chairman Powell.
All right, Michael Palumbo, thanks so much. Mike is founder of MJP Capital and author of the book Calculated Risk. Up next in Technology Thursday, how wearables are evolving from simple fitness trackers into powerful health tools.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Technology Thursday, and smartwatches, rings, and fitness trackers are becoming more like medical devices. How much of it is real innovation? How much is just hype? We're joined now by Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media, former tech editor for the Today Show. Paul, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, so these wearables have really evolved, and they have gotten a lot more complex here in recent years. What have we seen in the market as far as these kind of moving from just basic fitness tracking into really kind of keeping an eye on your health for you?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. The short answer to that is really about where the device goes. In other words, most people associate wearables with wrist-worn devices like the Apple Watch, and understandably so, because that's where a lot of those things began. So folks who are trying to track heart rate, number of steps, and so forth have relied on that. Fine. However, the where it's really advanced is in places you don't really necessarily see them. Easy example, replacement knees, for example. Now, a replacement knee you wouldn't think of as a wearable piece of technology. Well, it's being worn, it's internal. But what now is happening, when folks get a knee replacement or a hip replacement, there are a number of companies, including a company called Zimmer Biomet, another one called Stryker, which put Bluetooth-enabled devices or reflectors inside the knee, the replacement knee or hip, and now via Wi-Fi, the physician can monitor the number of steps, the quality of the gait, and so forth. So now from afar, that you don't have to go into the doctor to have that data collected and just judge whether or not you're recovering. So that's an example of the sort of exotic version of wearables, although most people understandably think about Fitbit and Apple Watch to measure steps and other things like that. But again, it's really advancing quickly.
Wow, absolutely. I mean, that's pretty evidence right there. That's incredible technology. You know, Paul, you talk about whether it is the smartwatches or in this case, you know, knee replacements, things like that. The big question is really how reliable is some of this data? I suppose, you know, with the knee replacement, if it is being transmitted directly to medical professionals, you'd hope it is reliable. But whether it is that, or maybe in a lesser case, if someone has a Fitbit or something kind of tracking their heart rate or calories burned, things like that. I mean, do we really know how reliable some of this info is?
We do. And unfortunately, not always. It's the short answer. Some wearables record steps with only about 53% accuracy. That's down at the bottom, if you will, the top five in step counts. So, for example, I'll give you the top. I'm not going to disparage some brand, but, you know, Garmin is extremely strong, as is Apple. Garmin's around 82.5% accuracy. Apple, about 81, a little about a percent lower, and Fitbit slightly below that. So that they're very strong. That's fairly accurate considering how many variables go into. I mean, look, any movement can be misinterpreted by a watch, for example, as a step, when in fact you're just sitting at your desk, for example. But the overall cumulative accuracy of these devices really varies broadly. You really have to do your research. Apple is well known to be among the best. 86.3% accuracy for heart rate, for example, 71, a little more than 71% for energy expenditure, an extremely complicated thing to measure, but again, doing a pretty good job. And Garmin is the most accurate for tracking step count, about 82.5% accuracy. So you have to look at the device, and you definitely have to do your research to determine whether or not these data points that are coming out at you are actually accurate.
Quickly, Paul, before we let you go, you know, factoring in that reliability, factoring in the accuracy, in your eyes, is this a true health revolution, or is wearable tech still more hype maybe than reality?
I think it's a health revolution. I mean, look, as I tell my kids, and I smile when I say this, you know, 100 years ago, buddy, you would have been burned at the stake. You know, you're doing things that are magic, truly magic, like tracking steps, tracking heart rate, tracking, in some cases, glucose levels in your blood. I mean, these are incredible things. So that it is, in from some perspectives, a huge advance. I think the truly advanced stuff is the more B2B stuff, meaning like knees sold to doctors, hips sold to doctors, as opposed to watches sold to average consumers. But you're seeing a huge step forward, literally and figuratively, over the last couple of years, and it's now in an exponential arc upward. So I think you're going to see a lot of improvement.
Fascinating stuff. As always, thanks so much. That's Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media, former tech editor for the Today Show. Join us this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, Chicago trails other big cities in home building.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Chicago ranks last among major U.S. metros for new home construction. Joining us now with insight on the situation is Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert. Steve, good afternoon. All right, so tell us, why exactly is Chicago building fewer new homes compared to other major U.S. metros?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andy. Basically, this boils down to three reasons. It's a long-term problem for home builders. They've complained about the Chicago's regulatory climate. It's difficult to get projects zoned and to get approvals in place. We've had overall a slowing population growth here at times when people are even leaving the city and the metro area. So that doesn't help demand. And then there are a lot of local issues when builders go to try to put up housing. You know, you get a lot of resistance in a lot of spots, and there isn't a lot of available land close into the city anymore. So all of that has just added up over the years to kind of hinder home builders around our area.
And Steve, you know, I want to ask then, you talk about low home building. What does that mean for affordability for those who are in the market for a new home?
Well, again, if you have less inventory, and we know what happens when inventories are tight. We've seen record home prices for existing homes. So if we're not building any new inventory, there's still even more pressure on the existing houses, and that just makes affordability even tougher.
And Steve, before we let you go here, you mentioned that regulations, zoning laws can kind of hinder some of the home construction in the area. What changes need to be made? What changes can be made, whether that's at the state or city level, to kind of hopefully turn this around?
Yeah, I think Governor Pritzker has said he wants to see some easing of building regulations in the state. But a lot of this is local, and it would have to go community by community. And again, that's what makes it so difficult. But you're going to have more acceptance of higher density housing and maybe a little way to make this process swifter for the builders so that they don't have money tied up as long as they have to now.
Certainly be keeping an eye on the markets, that's for sure. Thanks so much. Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget you can go to our stream and skip back to the time you'd like. There's a pause and rewind function. Works both online and with the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.